Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 345. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. I thank you for listening. Today's blog is about a movie I saw that was nominated for many Oscars. I don't think it won any, which I think is very sensible, and you'll hear why shortly, but it is, yes, inspired by, provoked by Tar. So let me read it to you. It is called The Stupidity of Tar. Can anyone introduce me to film critic Amy Taubin? I discovered her awesomeness when I went searching for some sensible criticism about the much-lauded film, Tar, and found her on a podcast talking a great deal of sense. She said, "It has to be one of the stupidest movies I've seen in many a long year." And I could not have agreed more. I said something similar out loud multiple times as we watched it. At home, don't worry, I wasn't exclaiming in public. It was a very stupid movie, which was all the more irritating given how smart it thinks it is. I have a long list of things I found exceptionally stupid, but I feel like I should mostly focus on one, because I'm worried that it's a bit of stupidity that might become extremely popular, given the accolades this stupid film is receiving. The trick at the heart of this movie is that the writer wrote a pretty bog-standard story about a man abusing his power and then just cast a woman in the part instead, suddenly making his dumb story about a man getting his Me Too comeuppance seem like it might be interesting. It isn't. But because it's a woman doing stuff we usually see men doing, it seems like it might be edgy or compelling. There's been virtually no attempt to make this a believable story about a woman. It would be a somewhat believable story about a man, but as it is, it feels like they just kept the story as it was, changed some pronouns, and added a line or two about gender and called it a day. Writers, my friends, my fellow creative folks, please don't do this. I fully support all the changing of baggage handler number one from Glenn to Glenda. This gives a lot of women jobs that weren't available before. I'm all for it. But to attempt to tell a man's story with a woman in the role just to make it interesting is egregiously transparent. This guy wrote a story about a man falling apart due to his abuses of power and then realized it would never get made. So he gave it to Cate Blanchett to play, and now they're all waiting for the awards to roll in. And you know, I get it. I've done it. In high school, my friend and I put on a fairly banal play called Businessman's Lunch. But we gender reversed it. So we cast girls to play the sexist businessmen and a boy to play the waitress that the men harass. It did turn a sexist story into an interesting look at gender. I'm pretty proud of that piece we made. But it was pretty sophomoric. I think we were literal high school sophomores. I guess I hoped for more from Oscar-nominated people than something like what I came up with at age 15, you know? But this is all bonkers. The credits that begin the film, not the end credits that roll relentlessly at the beginning for some pretentious reason. I'm talking about the accomplishments that New Yorker writer Adam Gopnik reads that supposedly belong to Cate Blanchett's character. These credits are supposed to help us believe that this character is immensely successful, are all impossibly enormous. As my friend said, they might as well have said she was an astronaut, given the realm of reality those credits were living in. Like, those are credits that no one could have. No one. Not a man. And definitely not a woman. As I learned from my friend, there is currently literally only one woman who has a reasonably successful conducting career, and she has never led even one of the four major orchestras this character is supposed to have led all of. It is a fantasy within a fantasy. No one's career involves leading four major orchestras, but in a field where there is literally only one woman, a woman could certainly not be in that position. And the character is blasé about it. She says she believes she has had no special challenges as a woman in the field. This would be impossible. In a field that requires getting large groups of people to work together, there is no way. In this current world we live in, a woman conducting could believe she's had no challenges. Now, maybe she just says these things. There are women who say such things as a strategy to avoid having to discuss gender 24/7, but none of the obstacles that this character runs into are anything like what women actually come up against. This character is only accidentally a woman. It all just feels like an excuse to rail against all this woke business in a slightly more palatable form. Like, if it's beautiful Cate Blanchett abusing power, we don't mind so much. We sympathize with her bad deeds. She's a lady genius, so we don't mind her shaky ethics. Am I saying women wouldn't abuse their power should they, by some chance, get some? Not at all. Surely some would, and it would be interesting to watch a film about how women actually abuse power when they get it. It just wouldn't be like this. It isn't even a little bit believable. My favorite absolutely absurd moment was when a horde of protesters gathered to harangue the conductor at her book signing. I'm sorry. No one, not even the biggest classical music nerds, would get a bunch of hand-painted signs and a shouting squad together to yell at a conductor. First, few people care that much about sexual harassment or music. And second, those that did care about music would be worried about messing up an opportunity that the disgraced conductor might be able to get them in the future, and it for sure wouldn't be covered in the news. I feel like this writer has no idea how classical musicians behave, nor how women behave. And it's all so off the norm that people found it edgy or something? I don't know why people like this movie. It's just so silly. And it takes itself so seriously. The only thing to do is just throw up our hands and hope that this trick of putting a woman in a part written for men does not become a trend. And to quote Amy Taubin, who I really hope to take out for drinks one day, it's a ridiculous movie. And why don't people see that? People don't understand anything at all about the art world. And these people are in the art world. They make movies. So, fuck it. I don't care. I just don't care. I'm very serious about wanting to hang out with Amy Taubin, by the way. Having listened to her on this podcast, and then I looked her up to find out more about her. I've read more of her writing. I've seen her, you know, at some Q&As and learned a little bit about her life, and yep, she's for me. I would like to have a conversation and maybe a couple drinks because I think she'd be fun to have a couple drinks with. Or dinner. I'll take her to dinner. I think she's fantastic. So interesting. And she went to Sarah Lawrence College, where I went. So maybe Alumni Association? I don't know. I don't have like a really good reason like, oh, I'm not trying to be a film critic, except for here, I guess. I'm not sure they would be like, oh, this makes sense. A theater person and a film critic. Anyway, I feel she feels like the New York I miss, you know, Like, I think that's partly why I want to hang out with her, because she just seems like she was here for the good stuff, and she still is the good stuff, and there's not a lot of that left around here. So, yeah. Anyway, that's one good thing that came out of sitting through Tar, is I learned about Amy Taubin. So, otherwise, whew, I just, what a waste of time, Tar. Wow. So, I have picked out a song here. Believe it or not, there are many, 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 many songs that are about stupidity or stupid things or people or boys or, I mean, it's a long list. I was really surprised. I feel like at some point I'm going to have to do like, I don't know, what kind of study do you call this where you just like break down like what is a super popular subject for a song and a not so super popular subject for a song? Stupidity. Incredibly popular. Fascinating to me. Foods? Not so much. Anyway, we've talked about this before. I just continue to be astonished about where the like expanse is. Like, I mean, there's things that are obvious. We know there are endless songs about love. But I would not have placed stupidity on the list. But many, 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 many. I'm going to do a Kacey Musgraves song called Stupid for you in just a minute. Meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe if you would like to support it in a financial way. That would be amazing. That place to go would be patreon.com/EmilyRDavis or Ko-fi or PayPal. All those links are in the show notes, but also just, you know, thank you for listening. Your ears on this thing are a support as well. So thank you. And now I'm going to sing for you Kacey Musgraves' Stupid. It's not about a stupid movie. It's about love. but it does feature the word stupid quite a bit, which, you know, I can enjoy. And I wanted to tell you about it. Well, so I've mostly been recording sitting down because it's a very convenient way to get both the guitar or ukulele in the same sort of sound landscape. I don't have to separate them out. I can just sort of, because I can split the difference. Anyway, you don't need to know all that. But this song, because it's a belter, because it's Kacey Musgraves, I had to stand up, number one. And two, I had to come up with this like kind of, the first few shots I took at it were just like I was clipping the sound all the time. Clipping is when it goes, you know, like a little too loud, like you can hear it in the mic. I don't want to do it to you right now, otherwise I'd demonstrate. But it's you recognize the sound of clipping, I think, when you hear it. So because the song got so loud, but I couldn't anyway. This is a kind of situation where it's good to have a sound person. But I am my own sound person. So anyway. I did finally work out a kind of crazy system where I would be like up on the mic, like right up on it, and then back up for the louder stuff. so it required a little bit of choreography and setting some things up in ways that I haven't done in a while. So, you might hear the floor creak is what I'm saying. Because in stepping back and forth, there was a little floor talking along with the song. So a little something to listen for. So here is Stupid.
Plays you like a fiddle, shakes you like a rat.
takes away your gun and sends you into battle. Huffs and it puffs till it blows your house down, and you don't know your heart from a hole in the ground. Girl meets boy, and boy, he's the looker. Can't separate the salt from the sugar. There's nothing in your pockets, there's footprints on your face. Can't tell anymore if you're the rabbit or the snake. Stupid. I drink to feel, I smoke to breathe. Just look what love has done to me. Stupid. Just to lose it, always wind up looking so damn stupid. Love is stupid, don't know why we always do it. Finally find it, just to lose it.